Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
Okay. And also, apparently, we have Dale Shear, who's having some technical difficulties with calling in. But I will three-way her in. Give me 1 second here.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope everybody has, you know, their questions ready. And we're always excited for Fridays to help people with Dale's wonderful readings.
There, Dale.
Yeah, here.
Yes. What happened?
Hi,
I was ringing and ringing. Hi. I was ringing and ringing and ringing, and no one answered.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I tell you, how are you feeling, Dale? You know, I got my second shot today.
Oh, good.
So, what's that having to do with how I'm feeling?
What?
He got his second shot today. How are you feeling, Johnny?
I mean, for some reason, I feel very fatigued, you know, like I just want to go.
That's normal.
Way down, but I mean, that's better than like what happened with my brother-in-law who got a fever. But I'm glad that it's over, and I'm glad that now I can, you know, obsess about other things. And, you know, it's been
okay, but aren't
I mean,
we on the
know,
radio now?
Yeah.
We are certainly on the radio, yeah.
Maybe because you're, I didn't, never mind. I got all messed up. No, you will get, my husband got a fever, and he was exhausted for 3 days. So everybody's different.
Everybody is different, but it seems like they're mostly getting fatigued afterwards a little bit, most people.
Yeah, well, life had it really bad. But it's fine. It'll pass. Not to worry. Are you okay to do the show?
I'm okay to do the show. Yeah, I'm okay to do it. I mean, you know, if I wasn't, then I think I would know for the show. But I'm okay. I thought about it today because I thought, I mean, it's I would not. I've never pushed, like, if Barbara has been sick, I've never pushed her to do it. I've always said, well, Barbara, if you belong in bed, you belong in bed. So, I mean, if I ever felt like I was sick, I would say something, you know, because I feel like that. I didn't want anybody to.
I know. I got it. I got it. Do we have calls or what's going on?
Yes, we do. But let me do some real screening real quick, okay? Because I want to make sure,
okay.
And then I'll put the person on.
Okay.
Give me one.
Okay, I was saying Barbara.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. In Nevada here, they're giving shots to everybody. So if you and your daughter want to fly in here, there's no problem. You can go to any Walmart, Walgreens, or CVS pharmacy, and they're giving shots from 15 or 13 on up, I think.
But then I would have to come back because I know a friend of mine went somewhere, a different state, and then they said, but for the second one, you have to come back here. You can't go anywhere else. And she's like, no way. So she has to go back to travel again to the same place to get it.
Huh. I'm confused.
Right,
so
our first
it's convenient, but that's not convenient for me.
Okay.
All right, well, our first caller,
Johnny?
Is area code 212.
Hey, caller.
Oh,
what's
hi.
Your name? You're on with
hi.
My guest, Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. This is Bryn from New York City. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Hi, my favorite place. Except I was born in Jersey, so.
okay, yeah, I used
but
to
I
live
used
in
that,
Hoboken myself.
yeah, I hung out in New York quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like 45th, 30th,
yeah.
I love it. Love it.
Speaking of New York, though, my question is I'm going to be moving. My plan is moving out of New York City. I'm taking a trip down to St. Petersburg, Florida area, because I feel a calling down there. Something's calling me down there. So my question is, I'm going on April 19th to the 25th. My intention is to find a place to live. So
yes.
Today I've been, you know, looking at roommate sites. I found a Facebook group for housemates and rentals and putting out notices.
Oh, you're looking to be a housemate.
Yeah, because my income, I could only spend maximum $600 rent, and
I see.
You know, that's more.
Look, Florida, like everywhere else, sweetie, is going crazy as far as rents. I'm trying to find something here in Nevada, and I'm having, you know, very, very hard time. So if you find anything, just take it, and you will.
Yeah. So do you find, you think before I go on the trip, I'll get some connections to look, or when I go there, you know?
Well, you should do it before you go, because it's insane. It is insane what's happening in the world right now. I mean, you have, because of the COVID, and I'm just going to run it by real quick, because of the COVID, even though, and Johnny's got to hear this, even though you have double shots, okay, you can still get the virus, but it's only like 5%. But now they have all these new viruses out there, so who knows? Anyway, now Nevada and each state is different. They're allowing 50% in. Now, Florida, I think, is pretty wide open. The problem they're having in Florida is they're having really bad water issues, and there's a lot of mosquitoes, and there's a lot of things going on. Now, as far as finding a place to live, you better do it before you go there. Otherwise, I know people who went there and they can't find anything.
Yeah.
So I think that that's something you should do.
Well, do you see that I will get some leads, a lead or two?
Yes,
before
but I think you ought to do. When are you leaving?
Well, I'm leaving on the 19th and 25th, but I have been looking, you know, on all different sites, you know, Craigslist, roommate sites, the Facebook group. I put a notice out there, you know, so, and I'm going to keep doing it until I leave.
Well, that's what you should do, because I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be very rough. It's going to be extremely rough, but I feel you'll get something.
What do you mean rough? Like,
there's nothing out there. 600 is nothing. Most people are charging $1,000, $1,200 just for a room. Everybody's
A lot of $600 ones, actually, for roommates.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm looking
for
a roommate situation, not housemate, a roommate. So
I see.
Yeah.
Then you will get something.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
And let us know, okay?
I will, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Johnny, I wanted to say something to Barbara and you. I got a reading from Roku. Somebody saw me on Roku, and I got a reading. So that was exciting.
Cool.
It was
finally
it was
you
rough
get one.
Though. Yeah, it was rough though on so many people are hurting, and I mean hurting out there. I mean, Barb. I am trying really hard to find something. I got till September, but there's people that have till May and they have to get out. People are flipping out all over the place, including Nevada, because all the techies came in here and California came in here and they just bought up all the houses and they, you know, are renting everything and there's like nothing left over and it's really bad.
Yes, that's sad when your town kind of turns into one of those melting pots, because your town is so great, and that does happen. That happened to Seattle, where people just came in droves from California, and the traffic became insane. And then there's that second wave of the people that leave. So kind of levels out. Hopefully it will.
I hope you're right. I hope you see me find. I can't see for myself, so I hope. Do you see me finding something before September to rent? Yeah.
Okay, let me do my muscle testing, please.
I love it. Okay, let's see where North would be. Okay, and then remember, I tested it before. Okay, she'll find a place before September. I mean, my body moves forward, which means no, but I'm not really that much of an expert, but what happens if you don't?
I don't know. I'll be talking to you from the street. I don't know.
I knew you would say that.
I don't know.
But we'll test it again next week, okay?
Well,
you tested it last week.
You tested
it last
week.
And I said yes.
Yeah,
I'm in a different place, and I'm not so sure which way north is here right now. I can't see the sun where it's setting, but I'm supposed to be heading north. Test it again later.
Okay. Johnny, Johnny, you wanted to talk to Richard about the Navy thing? He was waiting on you.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Let me, I can get him on the, I can get him on the thing real quick to talk to him if you like.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, good. Hey, Richard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing, John?
Okay. Let me kind of explain to you what I want to do. And I, this was my idea, so I'm gonna go ahead and explain it. Barbara likes the idea. I was watching a lot of television shows or videos about false valor and about how people always, they try to pretend to be a SEAL and they hang out there and they tell everybody they're a Green Beret, and they're not a Green Beret. And what I decided that I was going to do was I wanted to do something that showed the teamwork of the armed forces rather than just one person, one branch of the, or one part of the army getting glory and being treated like, you know, with glamour. So what I would like to do is to do a show where I have four people on, one person from the army, one person from the Navy, one person is from the Air Force, and one person is from the Marines, talking to each other about how they work together. I mean, they don't have to be like currently serving, but they have to have served at some time in their life or are currently serving. And I think that being you said you were in the Navy, would you be willing to fill in for the Navy part?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. I could do that, John.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll give you a couple key words right now. One of them is teamwork. Teamwork. There's a lot of teamwork in any of the armed forces, okay?
Right.
No matter
was,
what the job
was,
is.
Because I was telling you, I'm telling you this, I have seen a lot of the movies, and it seems that the way the movies portray, whenever they have a hero, one, the hero never dies, and two, the hero always works alone. You never
it's
see
a movie,
the hero.
Johnny.
That's the movie.
Well,
that's
okay,
the movie.
It's a movie, but it is.
That's not the
movie. It does seem to be giving people a weird visual of things, and mm-hmm. and so I want to do this, and now I'm being a happy with Navy. I'm going to look for about three other people. Now I'm hoping that one of the four could be female, because this way we show emphasis on teamwork, like maybe a woman in the Air Force or a woman in the Army. I'm looking through that right now.
When do you want to do this, John?
As soon as I get all the four people. But, I mean, I think it would be good, because I think that it would show the teamwork that takes place between the, like, you know, it's
well,
kind of funny.
It depends on what
I
questions
heard...
you ask, you know.
What?
It depends on what questions you ask. Richard's been in the Navy, was in the Navy for 20 years, and he was chief petty officer. You know, so he was high up there. And he could have went even higher, but he chose not to because of a lot of the bullshit.
But what's so funny is like you never hear of somebody saying, well, I was in the USO, I played the accordion, and then they play false valor, you know, for doing that. You know,
okay.
I mean, you know, so what I want to do is that's the essence of what I want to do. I'll talk to you more about it as it gets closer to it. But I'm going to look for probably three more people, probably maybe one guy or two women or two or one woman and two guys. I would like for one female. And then I'm going to get them all on here. probably closer to Memorial Day, which would be the appropriate time. Memorial Day is near my birthday, by the way, but the Memorial Day is the day I want to do it because of it being, military.
Okay,
and
okay,
then,
Johnny, I don't want to take away from the callers, but
Johnny,
Richard
we're
said,
doing this show now, so go do that show after this show. Go plan
it
then. But that's great and exciting that Richard's going to be a part of it, and that's going to be cool. And it's a great idea, Johnny, very good idea.
All right.
But
now,
I wanted to take this moment to give out our phone number, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Our line is open, everybody, because we're taking callers to help you guys. Dale Shear, one of the top psychics in the world, is here right
not
now.
Not in the world.
So, okay, not United States.
I wish I could see my own future.
Probably are, okay, I know. Oh, by the way,
I need a psychic to call in, Barbara, so they can read me.
Dale, I have to clarify something. Remember I just said I moved forward? Forward means you.
Yeah.
Forward means yes. So I had it wrong. If you move forward, my body moves forward when I muscle tested it. That means you are going to find a place, okay? Because I move forward.
I'm
going to
tell you.
In my head.
You know what we could do?
Great news, isn't it?
What we could do, Dale, is we should have a show where you talk to a time traveler. Talking to one right now.
I would love that.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
I would love that.
We'll have Dale
so
talk to a time
that.
Traveler. This is going
to
be an interesting guy. He says,
"I would have to have I would have a million questions to the time traveler. I have actually met one.
What?
I met one many years ago, or he claimed to be. Because I believe in that. I totally believe in that.
He says he's St. Peter's son.
Well, can I? Oh." I was about to give out our phone number, and then you can continue to talk, and people will have the phone number to call in.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Dale. We're talking about Barbara.
Life, laughter, happiness phone number, 516-319-874. Call in now, everybody, and get your free psychic reading.
Okay. All right. Now, the next caller is area code 919.
Hi, caller.
Okay.
You're on with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Thank you so much. My name is Kay, and I have a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wait. You said your name is what?
Kay. K-A-Y.
K-A-Y. Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yes, K.
Thank you, because you're on speaker or something, and I'm not understanding you.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Kay.
Yes, my name is K, and my question is regarding an interview I had today. I was just wondering,
where are you located?
Can you hear me now?
Where are you calling from, yes?
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, you had an interview for what, sweetie?
Interview for a contract administrative position today, and I was just wondering how you see it working out.
What type of work is that?
It's actually doing contract negotiations for medical contracts.
I think you have a very good chance, and I believe that there's two or three other people in contention. And there'll be a couple of more interviews, but I feel it's very good. I feel your chances are 75% or 80%.
Wonderful. Okay. Great.
You know, as
That's
long as
good.
They don't
Thank
stick
you.
In someone they as long as they don't stick in someone they know, you know, as a juice job, that's where it goes.
Yeah. Well, we know that could happen. But okay, that's
All
good to
time.
Know. That is very good.
But I do see
Thank
you getting a job, and I see it rather soon.
Oh,
How things,
that's great.
Now, you said Atlanta. Did you say Atlanta you're in?
Yes, Atlanta.
Okay. How's things going? I heard it's some rough things going on in Atlanta. What's going on there? it's a little weird. We don't seem to want to adhere to the restrictions, and all that does is just puts us back and forth. So right when it seems like we're getting a little bit of a handle, then we get excited and forget that we're still in a pandemic, basically.
Okay, is that the one where the baseball or football team bowed out?
Yes.
Okay.
Because of voter
suppression. I'm curious. How do the locals feel about that?
If you ask me, I'm excited because of the reason they're doing it, because it's voter suppression, and I don't believe in anything suppressing my right to vote. And I commend the MLB and anyone else that would go.
Would you explain that voter suppression?
There have been some. Basically, if I'm a candidate and I want to win, and I know that there's a majority of black, brown, or any other people in a certain area, and I know that is where majority of the vote that supports my opponent is, then when it comes time to do regulations or changing some rules, they will set up certain restrictions, shortening the number of days that you can vote early, or certain locations, or just finding ways that will prohibit someone from having full or the same access that across the board.
And do you see that to be fair? Do you see that to be fair?
Oh, heck no.
Good.
Because
I'm glad you said
no.
That.
Oh, no.
You said that.
Yeah.
Well,
no, heck no.
I'll tell
yeah.
you, in your city, things are going to change radically. I guess it's that governor doing it or something. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Things are going to change radically real quickly because that's illegal, that's not allowed, and that's just not right. I mean, it's as bad as the Asian bashing. It's as bad as, okay, you're black, you're white, you're Mexican, so you have to stand in line with no water, no food, and you only have so many hours to vote. Hello?
Yes.
Someone like that is really sick, okay? That's proposing.
Yes, yes.
And you watch what happens. It's not going to be a pretty place.
And you're right. I'm expecting it, yes. Thank you so much. It's so good to know that someone else sees and understands.
Oh, hey, it's not the only one. It's the world that thinks this guy's off his rockers. So,
I know.
You lose all that money in your city just because he himself. I mean, since when did we get in this world, anybody that gets into office, power, they get the power goes to their head or something, and they think that they're Hitler,
I just don't get it. That's basically it. And imagine living here with that. So yeah,
well,
so
now's a good time to leave.
Yes, I totally. Yeah, well, to answer your question, yes, I totally support the Major League Baseball pulling out, and anybody else that feels that way on, changing the rules, they should understand that there will be impacts. I mean, seriously.
Yes, sir. You're right. You're 100% right. And you're a lovely lady. You're going to get a great job.
Thank you.
The world. It's all going to be good.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings to you all.
Okay. Okay. Big aloha to you.
Okay.
All right. Where are we? That was a good one. Hey, Barb. Barb.
Yes, I am here.
What'd you think of that call?
I just wanted to know that you're going to find a house before September. And I told you the answer no, but my body moved forward, which means yes. Why did I get that backwards? That's weird.
I don't know. Did you hear the last call?
Yeah, I'm right here. I am right here in the bathroom where I have cell service. So, I put it on mute when you said Barbara.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Washington State.
Where?
Downstairs.
Oh, you're in Washington. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The and you heard what I told. Did you agree with what
we
talked
was
about?
Listening to the call. Yes,
pardon
I
me?
Was. What, I don't know what's going on with the baseball, though.
Oh, okay. It's what the governor, basically, I think, of that state, Alabama, I think. I don't want to get anything wrong. She just said it. But he more or less said, was putting in new rules, saying that, oh, forget it. She said it. I don't want to get anything wrong, so I won't say
I'll
nothing.
Look it up.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
I'll look that up. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want anybody yelling at me. I've got enough people
that's
yelling
okay.
at me.
Well, look it up.
All right.
Sounds interesting.
It's very interesting. This whole world's gone bonkers. It's crazy. You know, I just have never seen it in my life where you can't get a rental and they're paying. I'm wondering when the market's going to crash because they're paying 20, 30, 40, 50,000 over market, and you know all these people have money but no place to live, and it's amazing. You know, the houses are selling in 2 days with 70 backup order offers. It's
wow.
I've never seen a market like this. It can't keep going like this. It has to crash somewhere.
Oh, wow.
I just don't know where. Anybody out there, you want to come on in and talk about this? But anyway, all right.
Sure.
Do you have another one, Johnny?
We will certainly do. Area code
856. 856, you're on. What's your name? Where are you from? You're on with Dale Shear.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura in New Jersey. How's the Jersey girl doing?
I have a contract. I started in February.
Wait, Laura. What part of Jersey?
Yeah. I'm in South Jersey.
Where specifically? What city?
Down at Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill. Okay. That's where a lot of my relatives live. You're on the border of Philly. Okay. Okay, you have a contract for what now?
So I started a contract in February, and I'm not loving it. So I was hoping that I could find something else. If you see anything.
Well, wait, your contract for what? There's a lot of contracts in this world. Contract
so
for what,
sweetie? Yeah, I just I'm just working for a IT company. But I'm looking
okay,
for something.
So you're saying for work, you signed a contract for work? Because it could be for a house, it could be for anything. Okay.
Right, I know. So, I'm not getting into specifics for a reason. I just want to know if you see any changes coming for me in a month.
If I see what?
Changes. Any changes. Seeing it all. Any changes that you see coming.
Well, I can't do a whole reading, darling. This is not what the show's for. As far as
not a whole reading, whatever you see, whatever kind of message you're getting is fine.
That's good. Okay. There's a new job coming your way. There's also a move coming your way. You're going to be asked to live in a different place totally. Could be a different country, different place. It's up to you if you take it. You don't have to worry about money. Everything will be fine along that route. As far as you're basically very happy and love doing what you do, and I don't see any problems for you at this point in time.
Different place, is that still going to be the east, do you think? Are you picking up?
I'm sorry?
Anywhere? Are you getting
I'm having a hard time understanding you. Say it again.
Do you see me on the East Coast or moving somewhere on the West Coast?
I can't be that specific. If you want a full reading,
right,
you have to do it.
I just
see you not a problem. Anything you touch turns to gold, so don't worry.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thank
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Laura.
I'm from Jersey, and I have a hard time with the accent as well sometimes. But when you're on speaker, when you're on, I mean, you know, I used to talk. I walk and I talk, and I come from New York and East 33rd Street and 4th. I mean, and I want some water. And, you know, people, until I got to California and I went to school in L.A., and they knocked that out of me real quick because they said, what did you want to drink? I said, water. They said, there's no such thing. And I said, yeah, but you know, drink water.
How do you say Dawn?
How do you say what?
Dawn, the name Dawn. Dawn? Dawn. And Dawn is the man, and Dawn is the girl. That's what I heard from New Jersey people, because I used to live there for 6 months. And my brother said, call the male Dawn, Dawn, and the female Dawn, Dawn. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
It's
I never met
though,
a Dawn
right?
or a Dawn. I don't know. It's different. Word, like, I love it, pocketbook. Instead of purse, they say purse. But they say, well,
yeah.
You have your pocket. Did you bring your pocketbook? You know, it brings
cute.
Me back. It brings me back every so often.
That's fun.
But
love it over there.
Jersey.
Huh? Me too. I love it over there, too.
Oh, you do. Okay.
All right.
Let me give out my phone number if anybody wants a private consultation. They can call me at 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816. And you can also catch us on Dale Shear on Roku or on YouTube. And it's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are our phone numbers, Dale's phone number, and then I told everybody's phone number now to call in. So, Johnny, what else do we have going on? We have another caller.
All right. Our next caller is area code 216. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Hi, what's your name?
Good evening. My name is Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon. And where are you calling from?
On the state of Ohio.
Ohio, I mean, they're a very beautiful state. Is it true? I watch HGTV, and is it true that the houses are real cheap there?
Yeah, in certain areas. Yeah, certain areas.
I'm surprised.
I'd have to agree with that. My mom lives in Toledo. No, I live in the Cleveland area, but my mom got a really nice home. It's a single home. It has one bedroom. You know, it's not real big, but it's got a backyard and a basement. It's just so cute. Yeah, it's yeah, and they're
cool.
Really cheap in Toledo. But yes,
how much,
there are areas.
How much was that?
I think she got it for like $30,000. I'm not kidding.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I'm moving there.
I like the way I share my stuff over the phone. I know. Yeah, and it's just the cutest little place for a person. She's older, 78. You know, but yeah.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Here you have to bid and have money up front in order to get anything. So it's insane.
I know.
How can
I think, yeah.
Huh?
Well, everyone should put a down payment on their home if they buy one. But I know what you mean. I know it's hard to live these days. Everything is expensive. And, you know,
including
everybody.
Food.
And you should not even buy a house if you're over 50. I mean, you'll be nine. You know what I'm saying? But everybody has
wait,
everybody
hello,
walks
hello,
their own path.
Hello. I disagree
yeah.
with that.
I've
been renting for 4 years.
Oh,
and beautiful home. However, excuse me, allergy. Anytime something happens, like the owner died, I got to leave. Anytime they want to throw you out, they can. That's what I don't like about just renting.
Yeah.
So if you can afford to buy it, and you buy something, you know, moderately priced. Right.
That's what I did.
Okay, how can I help?
But I've been in here a while. Yes. I have a career question. I love my job. And can you just pick up, are we going to be going back into the office, or are they going to let us work at home? It's a big corporation. Do you feel that they keep changing the date?
Okay. What can you name the corporation?
Well, it starts with a K. It's banking. I work in private banking.
Okay. It's going to be a few days in the office and a few days at home.
Okay, yeah. They already agreed on that, two at home and three, or three in the office, two at home. I would love it if it was even one, but I'll take whatever my job description needs. I don't care. But do you feel it's going to be fall, winter, or next year that we go back?
No, it is this year. And it'll be the fall. Everybody wants
protocol.
Everybody wants to stay home now that they've been home and work. And you have to, wrong with it, except we're going to have a lot of empty businesses that have been paying rent. So, but it depends on the virus. I mean, it keeps, spurring up and changing and mutating, and it really all depends on that. So they're just going to work around that virus. And as far as ever getting rid of this, I don't see it. I mean, we're looking at years before, I hope I'm still alive.
I still have to get my second shot. Yeah, I got the first one. I have to get my second one. Yeah.
Good. I have two. But that's
good,
not guaranteed either. There's still a 5% chance. Because I went to get my mammography, Barb, and it's fine. Oh. But I had my double shot, and when I went in the hospital, they said, I'm sorry, you still got to cover this and cover that because you could still get sick,
Wow.
So what's good about the mask? What is good about that? You don't get colds and the flu, which is nice.
That's true.
That is
true.
There's no doubt.
Wow. Well, thank you for answering, Mike. You're probably right. It's going to be fall. And I was listening to the show. I hope you find an apartment. I'm sure you will.
No, we're talking house, honey. I don't want to.
Oh, house. I'm sorry. House.
Three bedroom,
two
bath house with a backyard for my dog. That's all. But I got till September. And Barbara says that I'll get that.
You will.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wish I had a backyard.
I don't want
to. I live in a condo.
I'm hoping
I
don't have to follow Richard to New Mexico and live in a trailer. So I'm hoping that don't happen.
But trailers can be nice too,
It's not about the trailer. It's about living. It's about I'm a Nevada girl.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay.
I love Nevada. Anyway, you have a good one.
Thank you for answering my question. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks, ma'am.
Aloha.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions about what? Johnny,
we do.
Have any questions?
I do. I have a question.
Yes.
What does deja vu mean to you? Can you describe it? Because I just had one. With this last caller.
Deja vu?
Everything you said and things that she said, I was in one for a few seconds. Yes.
Okay. All right. Actually, Richard and I had this put Richard on, if he's there.
Yeah, he's here. I can put him on.
Yes, put him on.
Yeah, I'm here.
I
haven't gone to
Richard,
sleep yet. Go ahead.
Richard, I was trying to explain what deja vu meant. Now, Barbara just had a deja vu. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly what that is. Deja vu is all of a sudden you'll be talking to somebody or something will happen and you feel like you have experienced it before. Now, science says it's a short circuit in the brain, and psychics and metaphysical people are saying it's actually a past life memory.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Can I say something
duty.
On that?
Pardon
can
me?
I say something on this? May I say something on this?
Yeah,
John. The time traveler that I want to have on, I talked to him. He said that he was going to do some future checking on Barbara. To see what was going to happen to her the next few months regarding our trip, This is what he told me. He said, and this is going to sound really weird, Barbara, but this is what he said. He said that he will visualize and appear in front of you, and he will talk to you, Barbara, sometime in the future. But you're not going to remember.
What? What did you say?
He says that he is going to go into the future and talk to Barbara, but Barbara will not remember it. The only thing that she's going to remember is kind of a deja vu type feeling.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh, dear.
This is getting weirder. This is getting weirder as we speak. I can't
wait. We have got to do a show where it's the psychic meets the time traveler.
Yes, you do, because my questions are going to blow his mind. And I can read him like there's no tomorrow to see if he's just mental
That's
or if
be
he's really a time traveler.
What do you think of this idea, Barbara? Do you want to see the time traveler be the psychic?
Yes. I think that's
hey.
Fun.
How about asking the psychic if she wants to meet? No, I do. Okay, let me give you my only vision of time traveling for real on my behalf, okay? This is
okay.
For real. This actually happened to me, and this is what I call time traveling. I went to sleep, you know, normal sleep, and I was dreaming. I was in Mexico. I was dreaming that there was dirt falling all over me, and there was an earthquake, and I was trying to dig myself out of the dirt. When I woke up, nothing. 4 or 5 days later, there was an earthquake in Mexico, wherever I saw it, and exactly what I dreamt happened. So that's what I call time traveling, that I actually time travel in the future to that place to see. I had no control over it, but I did, you know? And
Wonder why.
I don't care about the whys. I have had so many visions of time travel that, I mean, that is one of the things I truly, look, when you time travel, you can't alter or change anything. You can observe. You are an observer. That's all you can do. You can watch. You may see your mother. You may see your father. You may see whoever you may see. But you can time travel if you try. But you can't change anything. Because if you move a stone or you're at the beach and you move a rock, maybe somebody would have tripped over that rock and broke their neck and died. You can't alter and change things. You can just observe. Now, if he can observe the future, this time traveler, I want to know, is he a millionaire or is he super rich?
Okay, I will arrange for the
because
meeting.
If he is
and
not, if he's not, Johnny,
okay.
I'm going to wonder why. If you can see the future and you know what stocks or what things are going to happen, just like in, you know, that movie, I forgot the name of it. But anyway.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, Back to the Future. You would know what's going to happen. Now, I can see as a psychic certain major events in the future will come to me of national world stuff. And especially, I'm really good on earthquakes. I don't know why, but I always feel an earthquake before it happens.
I will tell you some of the world events that he says will happen. Do you want to just see some of the world events he says
is going
to happen?
Yeah, I hear that. I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
He says that Biden will eventually no longer be president. Kamala Harris will be president. And Nancy Pelosi will be vice president.
I don't know about Nancy Pelosi, but I do know that Biden only has a certain amount of time because he's old, and that's logical.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if he dies or whatever, then, of course, Kamala Harris will be president. And Nancy Pelosi's old. I don't know if she's good friends with her.
I think it has to do with the
okay.
hierarchy. It has to do with the hierarchy because the Speaker of the House, you know. But she says it's only going to be temporary that Pelosi will be president. It's just that she's going to be
thinking, well, wait, Johnny. The only time she could become Speaker of the House, I mean the President, would be if the President and Vice President died, then the Speaker of the House moves into presidency. So
right, but if Kamala becomes president, then wouldn't Pelosi be vice president? That's what he said.
Oh, no. That's a possibility, I guess, yeah. But that's logical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not psychic. But what do you think? What do you think, Richard?
Well, the only thought that came to my mind, this is all two steps to the right from the subject here, but still on the subject. I'll just throw it out for what it's worth. And this has happened to me. Now, having been in the Navy for as long as I was in, I did go about three-quarters of the way around the world. But one thing, I walked in several different cities miles from here, you know, Asia and Europe, and walk in the city, look around, and I had the feeling I've been here before. Now, I'm going to just throw that out as a question to anybody who's listening. Have you ever had that happen? And I'll name the one city that I walked into that I felt I had been there before, like I knew I was going. I'll name two. One was Tokyo. Another was Hong Kong. And I'll just say, oh, yeah, I've been here before. Anybody
yeah,
else
but
have that happened?
That's called deja vu, you know, and
well,
or okay. it's a past life experience. But that, Richard, they asked you about Pelosi.
Well, Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, and
right.
she's in step to be president after, you know, the Biden and Harris are gone. She would be president. That's
yeah, but what happens
but
if Biden? What happens if Biden dies? Would Pelosi go into that power?
No,
vice president.
Not if he died. The vice
no, no,
president
no, no, no,
would
vice
take
president.
Over.
Vice president. See, they're saying that Kamala Harris will be president. Because Biden's gone.
That's a fact.
And then mm-hmm. Pelosi mm-hmm. will take on the vice presidential role.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm not sure about
that's fair
that.
Because I'm not sure about that either.
That could
totally
be an
not.
Appointment. That could be an appointment. I think. I don't know. I'm not up on the, you know, all the trappings in there. But
okay.
I have a feeling
well, I would
that,
say, I would say
sure.
Not necessarily, he's saying, and I agree. With your time traveler, that's too logical what he's telling me. Okay? That's what I believe.
Right.
Anybody can
right.
make a statement like that.
Exactly. That's what I would have said. Mm. So let's get this guy on, and he's going to have to meet Dale Shear. She's going to be able to
what I'm
going to
do, I
like
want
it,
I want that, I'm going to market this as the psychic meets the time traveler. And I want
okay.
both of you enough information to read the other one to death. Your way,
to
his
what?
Way.
Well, yeah, but my way is not perfect either. You know, so, I mean, it's just, I don't know, just a second. Richard, we have a white truck outside. Do you think that could be your tower or something? It's parked
know.
In front of the house. There's a park. It's parked in front of the house. You might want to check it out.
Okay.
So, where are we?
Okay.
Well, I don't think it's a competition. I don't think it's a competition with the time traveler and the psychic. I think it would be better to work as a team and not like
well,
try to
I
like
mean.
Compete
that's
against
what
each other
that's
of what they
I mean.
Know. I mean, we want to help
yeah,
people.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Well,
I mean,
totally. Would work with him, but I want to know he's for real, okay, Bob?
Well, yeah,
there's so many people
you.
That...
Okay.
I know you will. I know you will work
yeah,
with
there's
him.
There's so many people that say they are, but they aren't. And, Richard, that was just right. the lawn guy that was here, so we're okay. I've met one time traveler, he said he was, and many years ago, and on his foot he showed me a marking, and he said it was a marking, the same marking that Jesus had. Very interesting. I don't know. But I believe in it. But why hasn't a lot of people in the world met time travelers? That's what I'm curious about.
Because this guy
Richard,
is
it's
the
okay.
only one. All right.
Just a minute.
Richard,
now.
It's okay. Richard, it's okay. It was the gardener.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you want to put on another caller?
Yeah, sure.
Area code 229.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello.
Melvin? Hi.
Hi, yes.
How can I help you?
Yes, my question is, when I was in the Marine Corps, there was some toxic water there, and that spilled over at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and they're handing out to veterans. They're getting compensated for that, you know, if they've been around that water. And I just wanted to ask, well, I'm going to apply for that online and see what my limitations are, because I'm having some of the symptoms that they said occurred to that, those chemicals. So I just want to know how would I come out with that if I do it.
Well, you have to look up and see what the chemicals are and how they would have affected you.
Yeah, it would affect your kidneys. You would have caused cancer.
Okay, are you having any of those problems?
I have a problem with, I'm on dialysis right now. And I believe it's temporary, but because I just been on it. And I believe it's temporary because the fact that it's acute injury. And normally acute injury, your kidneys regain function. So I'm going to go by that. And hopefully my kidneys
I feel you'll be okay. As far as you getting a shot, what, they would give you money or they would do what now?
They'll give me money. They're paying out anybody.
Okay, you would have to show a whole bunch of medical records and proof.
Oh yeah. Yes.
And if that be the case, fine.
Has he done this through the VA?
Excuse me.
I don't know. Richard's talking to him. What? Go ahead, Richard.
Well, I'm just asking if he's done anything through the Veterans Administration.
That's where I'm headed to, apply for that, because it's all online and everything. You can pull it up. It's toxic water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and it started back in 1980, and that's when I joined the Marine Corps.
Right.
And
up until
1954, I believe 57.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I remember the situation. Reading about that situation, I was not involved in it, fortunately.
Right.
But I would go ahead and pursue the VA thing, but have patience, because the VA can take a while. And while, months. And the sooner you get going on it, well, obviously, if it goes through, which it probably would eventually, but you better be patient, because it's not going to happen next week. And especially now with this virus thing going on, I'm sure the VA has slowed down to reverse march or something. But anyway, you just have to be patient. That's what I would do, is check it out from that angle. And there might even be some organizations that can help you in that. That'd be something else to check out for online. See if there are some veterans associations and so forth and so on, and go for the VA. And that's the pretty hard thing for anybody to refuse. If you got documentation, I was stationed there for 2 years or whatever, and I had to drink that slop. Right now, when I have a ball moving, it's bricks, or something like that. Put some interest to it. No, I'm kidding you on that point. But anyway, the VA is the way to go, but have patience, okay? Maybe somebody else can add to that. Be patient, that's all I can say.
Okay.
Good luck to you on it.
Yeah. All right.
And I agree. I agree with Richard 100%. Okay.
Thank you, Richard, for the advice.
I'll call you later on, sir, because I think this person has volunteered to be the Marine on the four of the four. He has volunteered. So.
All right. Yeah.
We've got a good time to have a good Marine in there. Yeah.
Thank you. Simplify. Yep.
And yeah,
I spent a lot of time with the Marines.
What a weird
brother. He was a Marine, but
weird show from time traveling to deja vu to Marine.
Queen.
This is a crazy show.
I know.
And Dave.
Okay, what else?
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Could I have?
Okay.
Bags, something else.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I want to move out of this apartment that I'm in, and I've been here for about since 2014, and I have not had really good success here, and I just want to see, do you see me making a move and moving into a home, and
well,
will I have enough income in Georgia?
Where do you live?
In Georgia?
You would have to have the help of the VA in order to do it. There's just nothing available. I mean, you know, if you could get the help of the VA or Medicare or something, then you would have an option. Otherwise, it ain't happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Especially if you got medical stuff, the VA is probably the better way to go.
Yeah.
Once you get into the system now. Again, you got to have patience. You got to have patience because they move rather slow.
Okay. And do you think that I'll be getting off of a dialysis? I just got on it in February. Oh,
yes,
praise
I do.
Lord. Really?
Yes, I do.
Wow. When? How long, ma'am?
I don't know. Okay.
You
got to move on, sweetie, but yes,
okay.
You'll get off.
Okay, I thank you. All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you all. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'll take that blessing, Barbara. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Good luck. Yeah.
Are you okay with, we have another call. Do you want another call? Or?
Yeah, go ahead real quick.
Okay. 856, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Rosemaria.
Well, Rosemaria, you've called before.
Right, a while ago.
What?
A while ago.
Okay. How can I help you real quick?
Whatever messages I get that's coming in.
Okay,
for me.
I can't do this every week, all right? Cannot do this every week. I have to be specific. What do you want to know?
About a relationship or a job that's coming in, because I have a few that I'm on the borderline for two opportunities.
Okay, you have a job coming in the next few weeks. Relationship, I see a few, but nothing in person, more online. That's what I can say for now. But you've called week after week, so I gotcha. So you have a good one, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. I want to give out my number. It's Dale Shear, 808-372-1816 for a private consultation. Or you can catch me on Roku or YouTube under Dale Shear or Life, Laughter, Happiness. And Barbara, you can do, I guess, a shout-out, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, everybody. So you know what to do. Contact Dale Shear this week for your private reading. And she'll be back next Friday, which is always exciting. And follow us everywhere. Life, Laughter, Happiness, YouTube, where you're going to find this show and all of our other shows. Follow us. Subscribe. It helps. We appreciate it. And, you know, drop us a line sometime on Facebook. Tell us how we're doing. Suggest something. Maybe you have a great idea. Johnny's coming up with them all the time. So thank you so much for listening to the show. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. So follow us everywhere. And you also can find out more about Dale Shear. She has a website, daleshear.com. She's an author of many, many books, best-selling books. So check her out. Support us, and we appreciate it. Who's whistling, Richard?
Yeah.
Richard.
Aloha.
I love it, and I'm so excited for your show and that you're going to be a part of it, the military show, and Dale as well, and you, Johnny, for everything you do. Okay,
thank you,
so signing
and
off.
Thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Richard.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dale. Signing off for tonight. Have a great night, and thanks, Dale, for all the great readings.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Aloha.